all over here, and it is the visitors and unions who've claimed the spoils. They have won on a scoreline of 114 to Mofford's 1-9. You mentioned on your last with me there was only a point between the sides, and Cathal McGinnigan levelled matters in the 50th minute with a great free. However, Niall O'Donnell cancelled that out seconds later to put Unions a point ahead. And then in the 52nd minute, they broke through for the crucial goal. They were very patient on the ball and probed and waited till their opportunity arose. And Conor O'Donnell went on a great dart and played the ball through to Dara Mulgrew, who slipped it inside to substitute Sean Halvey, who produced a lovely turn and then finished into Keelan McGilligan's net. That put 4 points between the sides, and St Unions were... the smart money was always on them at that stage. Keelan Ward put them 5 up in the 59th minute, and while Gary Merritt got a point in the 61st minute, the final scorer of the action of the game went to Conor Gibbons with a point, a free in the 62nd minute. So the full time score here of 1-9 to 1-14. St Unions, they led by a point at half time. They conceded an early goal through to Kyle Butt, and then they were fortunate not to concede a second goal when Sean Patton pulled off a great save from a Cathal McGilligan penalty. They didn't quite click into gear in the second half, but Mofford didn't take their chances. Dara Black had another goal chance and it was blocked, but they were cool and composed on the ball at times, with Rory Kavanagh dictating affairs around the middle and Niall O'Donnell really impressive at centre half forward. So full time score here, it is Mofford 1-9, St Unions 1-14.